Blog Talk Radio.
Live from Chicago, the Windy City, Bold Productions presents Hope City Live with your host, Reverend Hope, and yours truly, Gideon, with interviews, music, comedy, topics of interest, and much, much more. So, Reverend Hope, what do you have to say today?
Well, welcome to our new show. This is Rev Hope, along with your co-host,
Gideon.
Well, we're excited. Welcome to Hope City Live, and we're hoping that you join us every morning at 10 a.m., whether it's from your home, your office, or
from wherever you are, from the street corner, from wherever you're standing waiting for the bus. And
well, he says that because we're working very hard on creating the iPhone app and the BlackBerry app. So if you have an iPhone or a BlackBerry, we're working very hard, hopefully by the end of this month, to have those applications so that you can literally hear us, hear the show, wherever you are, waiting for the bus, standing on the corner, like Gideon says. Well,
prophetic.
Amen. Well, we're going to be right back. We're just going to delight you with Ty Tribbett with the song called Victory. We'll be right back with the promise of the day.
Come on, 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 come on
We definitely got the victory. Amen. Well, we want to welcome you to continue listening to our show, and as we're putting everything together, the reason why we wanted to put Hope City Live together is because, as you know, for those that were listening to Rev Hope Live on 850 AM and on the internet as well, we got a lot of response through the internet, and so when my show got bumped by a bigger ministry, man, no, I'm just kidding. We decided that since our support was mainly online, that we would go ahead and do an online show. And I hooked up with my friend here, my co-minister here at Faith World, Mundo de Fe, and he's always done shows in the past for the radio at Radio Restauración and stuff. So let's get together and do Hope City Live. That's
yes.
Part of the reason why I was doing it, right, Gideon?
Yes, and I was looking for someone that had the same intense feeling about doing this, and we ran into each other on as far as our purpose. Our purpose was basically the same, and we wanted to basically get out there and encourage people and just bring something that will not just encourage you, but make you smile, too, and, you know, talk about different things. You know.
That's good. That's good. Well, for those who don't know us, I know we've been promoting this on Facebook. My name is Rev Hope. My real name is Victor Rivera. I go by Rev Hope. It's something that I really want to do and inspire people to hope and have an expectation in life and live on purpose and live their destiny that God has called them. I'm a 33-year-old single dad here working full-time in the ministry, working for Cadena Restaurate and working for the RAM Network here at Mundo de Fe. You can check us out at mundodefe.net or faithworldchicago.com. And this is what I'm all about, ministering to the people. I'm an entrepreneur by heart, helping businesses and consulting with them. I'm just all around about helping people. And that's what this show a little bit will bring to you, input, consultation, anything that you need to get to the next level in your life. That's what I'm here for. I'm all about the souls. I'm all about helping people, whether it's spiritual, whether it's physical, whether it's educational. As you know, I have a PhD in Christian education. Did you know that, Gideon?
Whoa!
No. Well, it was a long time ago. But as you know, we're starting a school here at Faith World called Royal Christian Academy under the Apostle Daniel Cruz.
A lot of excitement about that right now.
Character-driven with academic excellence. And so we want to continue to do that and continue to promote that. But tell us about yourself, Gideon. You know, you're an artist. You have your music production company. Tell the people a little bit about yourself. We'll be introducing ourselves every day as we pick up the audience here and build a following with you guys so that we can bring you the content that you're desiring, the content that would get you through the hour, the morning. We decided to do 10 a.m., right, to get those people that were at work.
Yes, that is correct.
To start your morning, you start at 9 a.m., and it starts kind of, you know, dead, and you don't have real good content to listen to. And so that's why we decided to do it at 10 a.m., just to bring you good word, good news, good information, good encouragement, good music. That's why we're doing it. But tell us about who is Gideon Morales.
Well, my name is Gideon, and I'm a singer, a songwriter, and a producer. We have a company called Bold Productions. Incidentally, we're producing the program you're listening to right now. And we have produced several other radio programs in the past. And this is an opportunity we just couldn't pass by to hook up with Rev Hope here and do what we're doing today. Also, I've worked with the choirs, leading a praise and worship. We've done a lot of things musically in the church and all that. And so we basically want to encourage other people out there. Personally, I want to also encourage other musicians and singers. And that's one of the things that that we do also when we're off the air, and we try to, you know, encourage people to use their talents in a positive way, and to spread the gospel, you know, with
amen,
their gifts.
Amen. Amen.
We're all about souls. About souls.
That's my motto. It's all about souls. And somebody asked me, well, what about the soul? Well, it's about everything. It's about saving them, restoring them, influencing them, building them up. You know, there are different things in people's lives that need different parts of their lives. Some people need a word of encouragement. You know, they're fine spiritually. They're walking a righteous life before the Lord. But we got DJ Pucho here. We'll be hearing about him in the future. He'll be bringing us the 70s music that you'll be hearing. We're bringing them back from the old school. He'll be giving us testimony where God has brought him out. But we're looking forward to that in the future. But Gideon, tell us about your latest album. I know you're working already on your second album, but you have a unique genre where that's versatile. But you know, according to your genre, where tell us about this last project that you did. Don't tell us the secret about your new project.
Oh, okay, no.
You know, we want to build a momentum and an expectation for that. It's coming soon. But tell us about your last project, because people are going to get to know you and they want to know what kind of music you offer, and I can tell them, but then it'll look like you paid me to promote for you, and I haven't got my check yet.
Oh,
so
you didn't
I'll
get it yet?
You do it. No.
Oh, man.
Go ahead.
I should have FedExed it. Anyway, the title of the CD is called The Art of Temptation.
Okay.
Yeah, I get that reaction all the time when
let me introduce. Are you talking about on the CD how to be tempted, the art of being tempted, the art of temptation, or what does that mean?
Well, it basically it deals with the fact that if in order to overcome, to be an overcomer, you know, and as far as temptation, you have to learn what I call the art of temptation. For centuries, Satan has been tempting us.
Uh-huh.
How does he tempt us? The same way all the time. Now, how is it that he manages to always get us to fall in the same situation over and over and over again? Because he's good at it. He turned it into an art form.
Right.
So that's where the title came from, The Art of Temptation. And the songs basically deal with different situations as far as temptation and how temptation works, how the devil gets to you and he tries to knock you, how he gets in your mind and in your heart and basically how to get back up and be victorious once again, you know.
Amen, amen, amen. That's awesome. And we're going to be playing some of his music, but
and it's also a another thing that's kind of unique about the CD is that it's a bilingual CD.
Good, good.
And we're not
Polish and English.
No, Spanish and English.
Okay.
I haven't gotten to the Polish part yet.
Moi mi popuski.
Popuski da.
Okay.
Yeah, so that's one of the things that's unique about it. It's five English songs, five Spanish songs, and they're not the same songs either. There are five individual English songs, and five individual Spanish songs. All 10 tracks are different.
That's awesome.
Yeah, so
we're going to be playing it in our rotation here on the show. But just in case they're so excited and they want to hear it as soon as we're off the air, don't go to that website now. But as soon as we're off at 11 o'clock, what is the website that they can go to hear your music?
They could go to GideonSings.com.
All right, GideonSings.com.
Yeah, and they could also go to our Facebook page. You can see a couple of videos in there too.
Okay.
And Gideon M1.
Yeah, that's on Facebook. That's / Gideon, the letter M, and the number
one.
Yeah.
I tried to put just Gideon in there. It was already taken.
Yeah,
obviously, somebody out there was. I was like, wait a second, I'm the only Gideon there, isn't it? But I found out otherwise.
We have to be humble, brother. Listen, if you want to reach us, we're live on Facebook now, or you can chat on the Blog Talk Radio if you're on Blog Talk. But if you're on my webpage, you can go straight to the Facebook. Gideon is / Gideon, the the letter M, the number 1. And if you want to, and if you want to reach me on Facebook, you want to chat right now, you can go to Facebook.com/Vic Rivera. Come on and chat with me. Let me know that you're on the air. Let me know what you think about the program so far. But what right now, what I want to do, Gideon, mm-hmm. is I want to give them the promise of the day.
All right.
You know, every morning we need a word from the Lord to get us through the day. And many a times it's a promise from God.
We need that energy booster. We need that.
That gives us the strength. Amen.
Yes.
The Bible says that faith comes by hearing, and hearing what?
By the word.
And hearing the word of God. So I want to be, me and Gideon and whoever, whatever other personality that you're going to hear on the show. I know we got Reverend Mac that's going to be coming, and some Indian evangelist. He'll be coming in the future. He's out doing some work today. But, hey, listen, I want to give you the promise of the day. And the promise of the day, write this down if you can. If you're not, just try to memorize it. The promise of the day is found in the book of Exodus, chapter 15, verse 26. I'm reading from the King James Version. And it says, and said, if thou wilt diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord thy God, and will do that which is right in his sight, and will give ear to his commandments, and keep all his statutes, I will put none of these diseases upon you, which I have brought upon the Egyptians, for I am the Lord that healeth thee. Now, for those who want it in plain English, the promise from God for you today is, I am the Lord, your God, who heals all of your diseases. If you're suffering of any sickness today, or if you got that flu, that virus that's going around, the promise for you today from the Lord God Almighty is, I am the Lord, your God, that heals all your diseases. I want you to catch your healing right now. I want you to claim this promise, stand on the word, and say, God, I eat this seed inside my body, and I believe that I am healed. I know there are people out there right now, even at the sound of my voice, that are suffering from different types of diseases, that are suffering from different diagnoses. I want you to know that you will not hear the doctor's report as your last report. The Bible says that God's word is the last report.
That's
and if
right.
God's word says that he is the God that heals you, then that is the last report that you should receive. Yet a doctor is there for a reason. He's there to give us a checkup. He's there to give us some warnings. But he's not there to give us the last word. He's not there for that. He is not paid for that. He is there to give us a warning, a diagnosis. He gives us the symptoms. But God is there, and God's word is there to give us the last report. And God's last report is, I am the God that healeth thee. I send my word and heal your diseases. If you're sick out there, if you have family members that are sick out there right now, I want you to claim this word. Believe with me. Take this as a prophetic declaration over your life, over your parents' life, over your family members' life, over your friends' life. They are healed from any and every disease. Their body is made whole. Their body is aligned itself with the word of God. Every cell, every organism, every system, every organ in that body will align itself with the word of God. Every cancer is gone. Every virus, every AIDS, HIV, whatever it is, STD. You know, some people just been not obeying God in a certain way, and they've caught these things. Let me tell you something. God forgives you if you repent. And God will heal you and deliver you. I don't know why I said that, but that just came out of my mouth. And if that's you, claim your healing. Get on your knees or go to the bathroom if you're at work and repent of this thing. And God will heal you. That's God's promise for you today. Cancer is gone. Diabetes is gone. Fibrosis is gone. Fibromyalgia is gone. Arthritis is gone. Kidney disease is gone.
That's right.
Any ear infection right now is gone. Clarity of the mind. Clarity in the lungs. Father, open those lungs right now in the name of Jesus. I'm not Benny Hinn, so I'm going to keep moving, but I believe that word is for you. We're going to go right now to a song, and then we'll be right back with Gideon's Top 10 of the Day. Aren't you excited about today's Top 10?
Oh, yes. I am excited about today's Top 10. Just, you know, don't expect this to be all very serious here, but just get ready for some really off-the-wall stuff here also. So, anyway, I won't give it all away.
So stay tuned. We ain't got no commercials yet, so we're going to play some music. You can support us by Facebooking us or chatting on the Blog Talk chat. Remember, Gideon is /Gideon, the letter M, the number one, and you can find me at /Vic Rivera on Facebook. Let us know how you like the show. Here's Toby Mac with Burn For You.
Here we go. Top 10 things they did to Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego after removing them from the fiery furnace. Are you ready for this?
Let's hear it. Are
you ready, Rev? Number 10. Look to see if the little timer had popped up.
No. Oh, my God.
Number 9. Inspected their clothing to see if it was made of asbestos.
All right.
Number 8. Fired them from the railroad because they were lousy conductors. Number 7.
Okay. Those are our paid people that are laughing. Okay, go ahead.
Number 7. Ask them if they wanted to go outside and smoke.
Thank you
very much. Number 6. Told them they weren't so hot after all.
What the?
Number 5. Poked them with a fork to see if they were done. Okay, number 4. Ask them to go back into the furnace and change the filter. Okay. Number 3. Accuse them of not paying the gas bill.
Oh, boy. What's number 2?
Number 2. Told them, if you can't stand the heat, stay out of the fiery furnace.
Oh, boy.
And number 1. The number 1 thing. They asked them to sign the register.
No. All right, that was Gideon's top 10. We'll be right back.
Now, this is a generations represented in it. There's some seasoned veterans and there's some young folks. And maybe some of you weren't raised in church all your life, so maybe you might relate to what we're saying here a little bit better. If you remember the words of that prophetic song by Diana Ross. What's she saying, Mark?
I'm coming out.
And now, your word for the day.
All right. Who can do the impossible? Now, this verse is found in the book of Matthew, chapter 15, verse 33. It says, his disciples answered, where could we get enough bread in this remote place to feed such a crowd? You remember that parable, Gideon? Feeding, well, the Bible says 5,000, but they concluded...
They concluded a lot more than that, almost twice as much.
Because back in the days, they only counted what?
They only counted the men.
Yeah, I don't share that sentiment, but we got to go with history here. They only counted the men. So there were 5,000 men, but what about their wives and their children? If they were like people from where we grew up, they had at least 3.
Yeah, and if it's anything like any of my kids...
You have a daughter that has 7 children, right?
The average in our household has 4 to 5 kids, and one has 7, yes.
Folks, you're listening to a man who is very young and has 17 grandchildren. That's
17? That's all? Oh,
yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Well, after a while, it's like,
so,
like 17, that's all.
So you understand the miracle of the feeding over and over when it comes to your household. But anyway,
oh, yes.
In the book of Matthew, chapter 15, verse 33, it says, "Where can we get enough bread in this remote place to feed such a crowd?" There can be no question about it. No one can feed 4,000-5,000 people with only 7 loaves of bread and a few small fish. It's absurd to even consider that it's possible unless the one who determines to do so is the ruler of heaven and earth. Then every protesting tongue must fall silent. The disciples were sincerely logical in their protest. Jesus was dynamic and immediate in his response. The 5,000 were fed. 7 loaves of bread and a few fish filled every stomach with food to spare, because he willed it so. With God, all things are possible. That's another verse. It's powerful. But why does the human mind find this miracle impossible to believe? There is no other reason than pride. We can't do it. And pride insists that what we can do, no one can, God or man. Yet the history of God's work in the lives of humankind is a recitation of the impossible accomplished. Where humanity stands overwhelmed, God easily succeeds. God's dynamic, "let there be," mystifies human insistence on history. With the sacrifice of his son, makes humankind's struggle to become acceptable to God unnecessary. Humanity's impossible is God's signal to act, and he acts powerfully. He sure acts powerfully.
That is so true. Let me tell you, I've like you said, I have seen that happen so many times, even with our family at home, where recently, with my last secular job, after I got laid off, I was like, "Lord, you know, you're gonna have to do something here," you know. And my wife and I were talking the other day. We realized that since I got laid off from my secular job, it's funny, we had more food in the house.
Wow.
Than when I was working.
Well, yeah.
You know, God is a provider. He provides. He keeps going. You know, he doesn't depend on the fact that I, you know, if I'm working or not.
Right.
You know, he that's when he shows up. Like I was saying there, you know, that's God's little sign that says, okay, you know, humanity has lost their faith in you, you know, now this is time.
Yeah.
God steps in and shows up.
It's true. With God, all things are possible. It's God's business to make the impossible possible. Whenever man thinks that things are impossible, God makes it possible. He makes a way where there is no way. He makes the mountains flat as plain. I mean, we can stay here for hours. I can stay here alone for hours talking about countless testimonies of how God provides, how God supplies. You know, and we could start preaching that lingo. If it's God's will, it's God's bill. Where God guides, he provides.
That's right.
And so, but folks, the underlying word here today is, don't ever lose your faith in whatever you're going through, no matter what situation that you find yourself in, whether it's lack, whether you need something, whether you're going through a rough financial season. That's all it is. It's a season. You have to learn how to increase your trust in God, how to increase your faith in God. Just like my brother Gideon here, who went through a season where he was not working and God provided, so much so that it felt more abundant than the times when he was not working. Why is that so? Why did it feel that God provided more when you were not working than when you were working? I think because when you were working, you depended on the hours that you worked and the paycheck that you earned.
Exactly.
But when you didn't work, it was all on God. Yep. God, you got to do something. You got to show up and show out, because I ain't got no hours to work and I ain't got no paycheck coming in. And all of a sudden,
All of a sudden, just God just showed up.
Yeah.
God just showed up. I mean, I have our older kids that are already married and gone, and they'll come by the house. They'll be doing groceries at our house. Like,
right.
They'll be picking up stuff
from
by our house.
That's right. I didn't tell you this, but I instantly became one of your adopted sons. that chicken and that arrachera the other day was so delicious. His wife cooks very, very good. Ruby, if you're listening, you are an awesome cook. What are you cooking tonight? You're awesome. But one of the things too that Gideon failed to mention is, you know. And it was also done here in this provision of this miracle that we read, is that Gideon and his wife Ruby, they're givers. One of the things that I know without a shadow of a doubt that I can testify and be a witness for them is that they are a couple that knows how to give. There's giving that has to be involved to see God's provision. No, I'm not collecting an offering, tithes, or anything. Listen, this is a principle that is profoundly instilled in my spirit. We've been taught well because this is the God that we serve, the principle of seed, time, and harvest, the principle of sowing and reaping. If there were no loaves of bread provided, if there were no fish is provided, there was nothing that can be stretched out. There has to be a seed. There's always a seed. Why don't you think that God just made something out of nothing? Well, when the Israelites were in the desert, they were provided manna, you know. And let me tell you something. God didn't do that again because all those people did was complain. Bread,
yeah, that's right.
Again, listen, there has to be a seed provided for then God to bless and bring a miracle out of it. The loaves of bread and the fish were provided, and the miracle was done, and it was even left over in abundance. The kid took home baskets instead of that one basket he did. And I know because of what you've given, not only to the church, not only to the apostles, but to even I am a witness of your giving. I am a product of your giving, and I know that God has given you 30, 60, and 100-fold of your seed. So it's important, people. Who can do the impossible? God can do the impossible, but through you.
Yeah, you hit the nail right on the head. You got to be a giver.
Yeah.
Well, you know, when my wife and I, when God puts in our heart to give, you know, we do it, but we don't just do it just for the sake of it. You know, I believe that you have to have a purpose. There's got to be a purpose behind your giving.
Exactly.
You know, because why are you doing it? You're doing it from the heart. Oh, yeah, I'm doing it from the heart. Okay, but, you know, we don't do something for nothing.
Yeah.
Let's be honest. You know, a lot of people say, "Oh, no, I just did it from the heart." And no, we don't do it. Hey, we do it because we know that God is going to give us 100-fold.
Amen.
He didn't promise 20, 40, 50% more. No, he said 100-fold. And so I was listening to one of your favorite guys the other day, Mike Murdoch.
Okay.
And he was talking about how we're real good at giving, but we're not that good at receiving.
Right.
We're not that good at receiving, and that's our problem sometimes. You know, we could give, but then we forget that because of our giving, God is also going to give us too, and then we can't turn that down either.
Yeah, and he says it, good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over, shall man give unto your bosom. And this just came to my mind while you were talking. You know, Gideon and his wife are always inviting people over to eat. And I know our apostle, he's always trying to make the meetings at their house because they got some good eating going on over there. But at the other side of the coin, you're always hearing, or at least I am, you guys are always telling me that, you know, we're always getting blessed with groceries. Just last week, what did you tell me? Where are you going? Oh, we're going grocery shopping. I'm like, why? You know, we just got blessed with $400 worth of grocery money. And that's a product of the seed. That's a harvest from their seed. And what was the one of the first things that you guys asked after sharing that testimony? Vic, do you need anything? Do you want us to pick you up anything? That's the giving heart. That's the giving nature, you know. And so God will always provide for you. God will always do the impossible, you know. So all you have to do is believe that the impossibilities of your life will be made possible by the God that says, let there be. Won't you pray this prayer with me today and say, Lord Jesus, how often we try to limit your power. Show us again and again that with you all things are possible in Jesus' name. We'll be right back. Here comes Matthew West with my favorite song, The Motions. This guy is awesome.
This might hurt, it's not safe, but I know that I've got to make a change. I don't care if I break, at least I'll be feeling something. Cause just okay is not enough. Help me fight through the nothingness of life.
Amen, amen, amen. I don't want to go through the motions. It's one of my favorite songs. I'm tired of religiosity, you know, all these things that people try to put on us. We want to be free in Christ. Before we go on, I want to go and make a shout out to our listeners that have Facebook us. Evelyn Perez, obviously.
Hey.
Angelina and
Angelina.
Jennifer, former Deputy Mayor Carter. We want to say a shout out to you, Diana, Emmanuel. We want to thank you for listening. And
we appreciate you. We appreciate you.
Yeah. So keep on listening. Keep on giving us your feedback, your comments. You know, send us your prayer petitions, too.
Yes.
Your praise reports, your testimonies. People get motivated by people's testimonies. So it's important that you continue to send us your testimonies. Even Antonia's listening. Did you know that?
Antonia's listening?
Yeah. I love you. Oh. I love you. I love you, Antonia. Yeah. So it's awesome. We wanted just to share that and give a shout out before we go into the Christian news of the day. But again, our Facebook is /GideonM1 and /VicRivera. Or you can chat with us on Blog Talk Radio, just /HopeCityLive. We are live on Blog Talk. We're live on 1,000 mics on revhope.org. So you can. Yeah.
We're just all over the place. We're like white on rice, all over the place.
Exactly. And later on, we'll be live on 8:50 a.m. If you reside in the city of Chicago, we have Spanish programming on The Promise, La Promesa, 8:50 a.m. Sponsored by La Cadena Restaurate. So don't miss it. Tell your friends about it if you know some Spanish-speaking people. We have good programming. Buenas tardes, Chicago, and siempre en triunfo. Always in triumph with Dr. Chévere.
Yeah, Dr. Chévere.
Alfredo González. He's the one who bumped me, by the way, if you listen. All right. So let's keep going. Now, in Christian news, let's go to the Christian news. What do you say, Gideon? Let's play
this. Check this out. Focus on the Family is helping push legislation across the country requiring women to undergo an ultrasound. And if they choose, they can view the images before they get an abortion.
Uh-huh.
The effort represents a different kind of battle against abortion, one that focuses on changing minds rather than pushing for an outright ban on abortion. The Colorado Springs-based organization is one of the largest evangelical groups in the nation and plays a role in the city's business and political climate. When Focus on the Family receives national attention, so does Colorado Springs. Focus on the Family has for years funded what it calls Operation Ultrasound, paying to place the machines in pro-life clinics across the nation. Wow, this is awesome. And in its legislative campaign, the group is engaged in a different kind of fight than the ones it waged under the leadership of James Dobson, whose role at Focus on the Family had been shrinking before he left earlier this year. The group has grown more cautious, no more fiery rhetoric or vehement speeches. Instead, it waits until the bills it favors are out of legislative committee, a show of support that indicates a better chance of passage, and then rallies its members and others to spring into action. It's been an effective campaign. More than 20 states have introduced ultrasound-related bills this year alone, and 21 already have such laws on the books. Focus hasn't been involved in each case, though its influence has played a role in many instances.
That's awesome. That is awesome. That's a great thing that Focus on the Family is doing. I've always been a supporter of Focus on the Family, even under James Dobson.
Yes.
They have gone in places and in countries where other ministries have not been allowed, especially through radio. They have an extensive amount of influence. But I want to read another news. You got something else on that?
No, I was also going to say that they've also played a major role in educating our families.
That's right.
Educating our families. And then that's one thing that is very important, especially in the Christian community. You know, we have to educate our families, and they have played a major role in that.
That's right. Now, in other news, how many have ever heard of the missionary, David Livingston. He's a great missionary. If you've ever read about his testimony, his biography, you would be moved. I mean, I think you would actually consider resigning from your job and becoming a missionary, because this man is so bold. This man has such a passion for the lost that he has been effective throughout his whole entire life that he was a missionary. Now, this letter of missionary explorer David Livingston was deciphered finally at last. The contents of a long, illegible letter written by famed 19th century explorer David Livingston have finally been deciphered. A British university said Friday, nearly 140 years after he wrote of his despair at ever leaving Africa alive. Researchers say that the letter, which required state-of-the-art imaging techniques to decipher, helps round out the picture of a man traditionally cast as an intrepid Victorian hero, revealing the self-doubt that tormented the missionary explorer in one of his darkest hours. "I am terribly knocked up, but this is for your own eye only," Livingston wrote to the close friend Horace Waller in the newly revealed correspondence. "Doubtful if I live to see you again." Livingston was a national hero when he set off to find the source of the River Nile in 1866.
Wow.
But by the time he composed his four-page missive, he was at the lowest point of his professional life, according to Debbie Harrison, a researcher at Birkbeck University of London. The explorer was stuck in the village of Bambar in present-day Congo in February of 1871. He was a long way off from his intended goal. Most of his expedition either died or deserted him, and he was still suffering the effects of pneumonia, fever, tropical eating ulcers, a nasty condition that consumes skin and flesh. Adding insult to injury now, Livingston, a crusading abolitionist, had been forced to seek help from Arab slave traders while he waited for outside support. Bedridden for weeks on end, Livingston had read the Bible several times over and started hallucinating. He'd gone slightly mad by this point, to be honest, Harrison said. Back home, Livingston's supporters were going mad with worry. No one had heard from him in years. As Livingston recovered, search parties set out into the interior to discover his fate. He was eventually located near the eastern shore of massive Lake Tanganyika by journalist Henry Morton Stanley, whose memorable quip, "Dr. Livingston, I presume," immortalized their encounter. And this story goes on, but they were finally able to decipher his last letter as a missionary to his friend in his darkest hour, Horace Waller, how he revealed his heart, how he revealed how he was feeling, the torment, the doubt, when he was at his weakest point.
Wow.
And yet he was able to accomplish so many things without giving up, no matter how he felt, no matter how discouraged he was, no matter, like I read, he said, "I don't even know if I'm going to see you alive again." That's how bad he was feeling. That's how much he has lost the fact that he was going to continue to live, but he didn't give up.
How committed he was.
Wow. David Livingston was just an awesome man of God. I hope that you look him up, Google him today, and be encouraged by his biography. Be encouraged by his testimony. We're almost out of time here, but we're going to play another song for you by Marvin Sapp. Just a few minutes. "I Never Would Have Made It Without You." This is one of my favorites. You'll get to know what kind of music I like if you listen to this. Marvin Sapp.
I would have lost it all, but now I see how you were there for me, and I can say, never would have made it, would have lost it all. But now I see how you were there for me, and I can say I'm stronger, I'm wiser, I'm better, much better. When I look back over all you brought me through, I can see that you were the one I held on to, and I never,
never would have made it.
Oh, I never could have made it.
Well, 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 the time has come for us to leave, but I got to tell you, like we've been saying today, nothing is impossible for God. Nothing is impossible.
Amen. We know that without Christ, we never would have made it. Marvin Sapp is the man. We're going to have more of him. We're going to have more like him, but if you have some music. I mean, we got an unlimited amount of songs in our life. With the internet, you can get any song
anywhere.
MP3. Legally now.
Legally.
I'm not talking about no LimeWire, BearShare, because how do you know all those? No, I'm just kidding. No, but legally, we work with a bookstore. They can get us any song we want. They give it to us as a sponsor. By the way, what is there in English? What would they be called? New Life Bookstore, right?
New Life Bookstore.
Librería Vida Nueva. Over
Nueva.
There at 2909 North Central Avenue. Support them. That's where you can buy Gideon CD, too.
Yes, that's where you will find a CD.
You see his
big
old,
the Art of Temptation. His big old
face on the window right there as soon as you walk in. The Art of Temptation. But thanks for listening today. It was awesome. Time
went
by so fast. Continue to listen. Spread the word. You can find us on blogtalkradio.com/HopeCityLive or revhope.org and click on the radio or Facebook us. Again, that's /GideonM1 or /VicRivera. Until tomorrow, I'll leave you with the rest of Marvin Sapp. 10 a.m. tomorrow. God bless you.
Bye.
When I look back over what he brought me through, I realize I made it because I had you to hold.